Hello, I am doing another questionnaire. Actually, I'm about to study because I have a quiz on Monday, but no one cares about that. So I got distracted and I guess I should do a questionnaire, which is, seems legit or something like that. I suck. Okay, this is a Tumblr questionnaire that I found. And I had time to copy and paste it before I accidentally, the link, it was just gone. It was my mistake. So if anyone knows this questionnaire, feel free to give me the link so I can put it in the comments if anyone's interested in the questionnaire. I love doing questionnaires, they're a lot of fun. And I promise I will record something soon. I'm just, really out of ideas right now. School is stressing me out as usual. I'm rambling, I'm sorry. So this is some questionnaire I found on Tumblr. Number one, Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve? In my country, I really, really like Christmas Eve because it's when the family gets together and we eat a lot and, we go to church at on the evening, at 9 o'clock or something like that, and afterwards, when we after we go to the church, we sort of eat and talk about stuff, and then we open the presents. So it's really awesome. If you could time travel one time, would you rather visit the future or the past? I'm not really a big fan of the future since I usually just go with the flow and see what the future holds for me, so I'm not going to skip that, or I'm not going to skip anything just to know what's in store for me. I like to live in the moment, so I would travel to the past. I would like to revisit stuff and, be there, when historical events take place. Number three, favorite book to movie adaptation. I would probably say Hunger Games, because what they did with the movie was just awesome. It captured every aspect of the book. They left little out, and it was just overall amazing. Which of your accomplishments are you most proud of? Accomplishments. I guess graduating high school with, with, how do you say this, with high grades. I am really proud of that, and it made my parents proud of me. In Asia, grades are like a big thing. And yeah, that's my big accomplishment. It's lame. What was your favorite meme of 2015? Probably the dress, because that one fucked me up so bad. Like, I would ask someone, are you seeing white or gold or black or blue? And the answer would be differently every time. And then I saw this picture where in one angle I would see white and gold, and then in one angle I would see black and blue. So it just messed me up. You're now living the life of the protagonist of the last anime you watched. Tell us about your life. The last anime I watched would probably be Black Butler, and my life would be chasing bad guys for the Queen of England with my demon butler, probably, who I probably have sexual relations with, even though it's not confirmed yet. So if anyone knows that anime, how fucked up my life would be. But I love it. I am obsessed with that anime. I have books and figurines and stuff. What's next? Have you ever taken a class in school that's changed your life? If so, tell us about it. This is an easy question because last semester, my first semester at being second year in my college life, I had my accounting subject, financial accounting, and then our professor there was just downright amazing. She changed my views on everything and made me more confident about my grades and about how I answer stuff. And, you know, I just learned a lot from her. And it made the subject, which is supposed to be hard, really easy for me. Next question. What is your dream job? My dream job would always be a journalist and a reporter. I love talking. I love reporting stuff, and you know, being in the field is just, I think, is perfect for me. It fulfills me, you know, something like that. And what are 5 books currently on your to be read list? I have read a lot of books, and probably Trials of Apollo, which is kind of a sequel for Percy Jackson. Oh no, it's not a sequel, it's sort of done in the world of Percy Jackson. And the next book, which is also by the same author, Rick Riordan, which is The Hammer of Thor, which is the second one, the sequel to The Sword of Summer. I'm really into Greek mythology and Norse mythology and all that stuff. I guess that's about it, because I haven't been to a bookstore recently and I haven't seen a book that I wanted to read yet. Have you ever written fan fiction? And of what? Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Yes, I have written fan fiction before. Before I started writing scripts for AC and PTA and other audio subreddits, I began my writing, you know, my writing interest in fanfiction. Before I read my own material, I would write fanfiction all of the time. I have a lot of fanfiction saved on my phone. Fanfictions of different kinds. Fanfictions that are the smutty ones. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. And the ones full of fluff. I've written fanfiction of One Direction and Percy Jackson and Harry Potter and Divergent. It's just, I live in a world of fanfiction. Which artists or bands have you seen in concert, and which were your 3 favorites? I can't have 3 favorites because I've only been to 1 concert, and I will be going to another, so that's just 2. I have seen One Direction live in concert, as you'd probably guess by now that I am a really big fan of them, and I will be seeing 5 Seconds of Summer in concert in March. Yep, in March. So that's the end of the questionnaire. I hope you listened, and hopefully you didn't get annoyed by my voice and all the questionnaires I've been posting recently. I know I posted a questionnaire just not long ago. That was just a day ago, I think. And I will be recording soon, as soon as I get my mind together and I can write a script without fucking up. Yeah, that's about it. I'm rambling right now. Okay. Bye.